Oh. I do believe we're live. Is it half past yet? Let's have a look. Hey, Mr. Sexton, we are live. Excellent. I'm looking at my PC over there and I'm looking at my iPad and that isn't live and that is. There you go. Technology, eh? Who have we got? Adam Mustin. We've got five people watching so far. Let's just wait for a few people to come in first. I'm going to crack open this beer. This very, very fine product here. Alcohol-free Stella. Who would have thought, eh? Who would have thought they'd ever bring it out? Quite an apt drink this tonight, actually. Because I'm all right, James. I'm good for a Monday. Hello, Diane. This Stella alcohol-free is quite apt, really, because I'm going to be mentioning Justin Prescott, who was one of the founding members of Treehouse, and this is one of his favourite drinks, is Stella. Every time we go around to his house, we sit and have a chat, and he cracks open a cold Stella still after all these years. So this is for you, Justin. I don't know if you're watching yet. Maybe you will at some point. Good health to you all. Tonight's stream we'll be talking about Treehouse. I hope you've all had a good week. I've had quite a cracking week, really. I saw some live music myself. I went to go and see Fish, who I'm a big fan of, and saw him at Cambridge Junction, and he was absolutely amazing. Played a lot of his recent album. The band were absolutely cracking. Great visuals, great light show. And it was really good to see the big man get back up on stage. After all this time, he's had to postpone so much stuff. This is meant to be, I think, his farewell tour. But it was absolutely brilliant. And then early in the week, I went to see a band called British Lion, which featured Steve Harris from Iron Maiden. In a really small venue in Peterborough, the Met Lounge, and that was absolutely mind-blowing. I went along with Andy Green from Blackbush Promotions, and we had a good night. British Lion are very different to Iron Maiden. I mean, Steve Harris is just doing a backseat role with this, and they're so melodic and really cracking songs. It's a very sort of 90s, sort of Stone Temple Pilots sort of type feel to it, really. Very punchy songs. Really good vocalist, great, absolutely loved it. I would happily go and see them again. And it's really good to see Steve Harris, you know, going out into a small venue, just really enjoying himself and just doing it for the love of it. So there was that. And then I had a couple of really good gigs myself at the weekend. I played in Great Glen on Friday at a pub called the Pub and Greyhound. And then went up to Staffordshire, did a new venue called Sankey's Tap House, like a real ale bar. Really, really good solo covers gigs for me. Had a cracking time. Absolutely loved it. And Sunday I was pretty knackered, so I didn't do much yesterday. Justin, I've just seen you on there. Hey, bonjour. I've got the Stella for you, mate. I know you like Stella. Have you got Stella as well? Mine's alcohol-free, by the way, in case you're wondering. Good health to you, Justin. Anyway, we shall crack on. I'll start with a song. Before we go into the nuts and bolts of what was the Treehouse experience. We're talking 1998 onwards-ish tonight. And this song was actually released. I looked it up. This song was actually released in 1999, so it was recorded in 98, but for you pop trivia people, this was released in 1999. Everything is open, nothing is set in stone. Rivers turn to oceans, oceans tide you home. Home is where the heart is, your heart has to roam. Drifting over bridges, and never to return. You're watching bridges burn, your driftwood floating on the water. You're breaking into pieces, pieces, pieces. Just driftwood following the flows. The waterfalls will find you, find you, grind you. Nobody's an island, everyone has to go. Color turns to butter, butterfly and roam. Home is where the heart is, your heart has to grow. Getting over bridges and never with the flow. Sorry that you turned to driftwood, but you've been drifting for a long, long time. Travis there for you. I like Travis. You know, I like that album when it came out. It was a really good second album of theirs, The Man Who. And then The Invisible Band, I think they were called. Those two albums were good. I didn't really follow them after that, really. But they are still going. But that's a cracking song and a really good video as well. And throughout all the different lineups of Treehouse, I think we covered it in most lineups, and I'm still covering it now. In fact, a lot of the songs that I did around that time, I'm still doing. When I go out and do my covers set, I do what I build myself as a 60s to 90s covers artist, because that's kind of like my era. So I have been dropping in other songs from that era as well, obviously, over the years. But I'm still doing that one. I did it the other night, The Pug and Greyhound, and I hadn't done it for a long time. And I thought, this is great, you know. And, you know, people do recognise it. Go, oh, I haven't heard that for ages. So, yeah, nice one from Travis there to open up the show. Yeah, it's free to watch tonight, as usual. But if you do want a tip in the tip jar or buy some merch, CDs or T-shirts from the store, that would be welcomed. It all goes towards the original music, goes towards rehearsals for the Wildfires, guitar strings, all that kind of stuff. We're going to be start on our new album in the new year. We booked in a rehearsal room to start working on the guide tracks, and looking forward to that. I actually finished off a new song as well. Well, it's about three quarters done over the weekend as well, which I'm really excited about to show the lads as well. So yeah, any tip that you can put in the tip jar, go to the stevejones.com, bung a couple of quid in, and you will receive a discount code as well for anything else you want to buy in future. And also, I'll send you a free download of a full Wildfires gig. So there you go. So yeah, your generosity would be welcome if you choose to do so. Anyway, cracking on. Yeah, so 1998 is kind of where we're up to. I went off to Ireland in a bit of a state. Me and Emma had split up. We'd had a bit of a break, really. And I went off and worked in Dublin, which I discussed in the last stream, and talked about playing on the open mics there and, you know, all the good experiences of it. But what actually happened is, while I was there, I wasn't staying in the best accommodation, really. It was a cracking location. I was staying above the cobblestone in Smithfield. My sister's ex, Ken, who I was hanging around with, he sorted it out that I could stay with one of his mates above the pub there, which isn't great above a pub, you know. But the reality was, Kieran's flat wasn't great, and he didn't really want me there, really. I don't know what Ken had arranged, but, you know, I think it was more like, oh yeah, yeah, can you put him up for a couple of nights? And, like, you know, 5 weeks later, I was still there. The tension wasn't good. I didn't really have anywhere else to stay that had been sorted out. And I was getting homesick. I was working weird shifts on the site, even though it was a very interesting Viking site. And of course, I was drinking shitloads of Guinness because I was in Ireland and I liked to drink at that time. So all of those things combined, I remember distinctly going out one night. I think it was around the summer solstice, some party, and got myself in a right state. And I just had to leave. And I just thought, no, I've got to go back. I've got to make another go of it with Emma. So that's what I did. I packed up and got on the coach and ferry and took myself back to Geddington and relocated myself there. And I started looking for jobs outside archaeology at that point as well. And I ended up working in the end, doing something completely different. I started teaching excluded kids. You know, kids had been having troubles at school, and they got sent to this centre at the William Hood Centre in Kettering, and I was there for a couple of years. And I was a support teacher. I was the music teacher, did a bit of PE, which kept me fit, running around with 12 to 16 year old at Lurchins. And bizarrely, ended up being the cooking teacher. Now, I couldn't cook much at all apart from pasta. As James will know, we used to have this recipe called Ghost of Paprika, which was basically like tomato sauce with a couple of herbs in it and some garlic, and we used to live off it. And that's about all I could cook, really. So it was a baptism by fire, suddenly becoming a cookery teacher. So in the holidays before it, I had a crash course in basic cookery, which was good for me. So I was doing that, and you know, me and Emma were like making a go of it, and I was back at the house, back doing the gardening. It was all good. Started playing some open mics as well when I came back. There was a few open mics and acoustic sessions that had cropped up, a few more than I previously mentioned. So around that time, sort of 1998, 1999, there was stuff at the Roll Charter that John Hill used to run. The Boot Inn was still going with Mick Healy in Wollaston when that was open. Kev Buxton was starting to do his sort of Contra Roots nights. They were initially at a pub called the White Horse in Woodford, which is no longer there. And then also the Queen's Head over in Higham Ferries. That used to have quite a good open mic as well, I seem to remember. And at that time, I met a guy called Harkin. And we started hanging around and playing music together. We met up on the open mic scene from all those nights and started going out and playing a few songs and then getting some gigs. And I'm going to play you a track that we used to collaborate with around that time. I can't remember the exact order of the events, whether or not I jammed this first with Justin or with Harkin, but I know for a fact that way before I recorded it, I had written this as a solo track, and this is kind of like a track that I wrote about coming back to England and trying to make a go of it with in the relationship I was in. And the title speaks for itself, really. This is called Better Than Before. Go Better Than Before. I haven't played that in a long time. Yeah, it was that pretty much sums up that era, really, and what was going on, really. It's funny when you look back on these things. At the time, I didn't really know what I was writing about, but when you go back, it all makes sense, doesn't it? A lot of the stuff I write is kind of delved out of the subconscious, and that certainly was. I just thought I was just writing anything, but it was clearly something. Me and Harkin, we hung out and we played a lot of music, and we started doing some, picking up some gigs. It was kind of like sort of probably 80% covers and some of the originals as well. I remember one gig we did, was at the Prince of Wales in Woodford, which is also a pub that's no longer there in Woodford. Woodford used to have three pubs at the time. Now it's only got one. It's only got the Juice left. But the Prince of Wales was one which the locals used to call the Top House, actually. But we had a Sunday afternoon gig there at the Prince of Wales. And I remember just turning up, we were next to the pool table, and we'd get pretty much ignored every time we played. The odd applause, maybe if we were lucky. But in the break, there was this meat raffle. There was this meat raffle, and it was like, it wasn't even particularly nice meat. It was like, they were selling stuff like liver and kidneys and, you know, sheep's tongue and stuff like that. And the locals got more excited about that than they did about any of the music that we were playing. And I remember Harken spending quite a lot of money whenever we went on this bloody meat raffle. So he was spending a large portion of his wages trying to win some liver and kidneys. I can't even remember him winning anything. But yeah, we were outdone by the Woodford meat raffle with that one. So that's a good rock and roll moment there. Treehouse wasn't really a thing then. It was me and Harken, and I think we went under the name of Memory Sea for a while because the title of one of my songs, which isn't a particularly catchy title for a duo. So we didn't really stick with that for too long with that name. But around that time, I started hanging around with Justin Prescott, because I know he's online. I met Justin through the Sundays scene, because his band Jaffa, I think, played at it. But he also, Jaffa, we were playing at a pub called the Queen's Head, which was around the time. And Justin had also started running an open mic there. So we got to know each other through that. Sort of decided to get some sort of musical project going. And I had this idea that I wanted to be a bit like, have quite a flexible lineup, really. Something that could be a duo or could be a trio or a full band. And I wanted to give it a proper name. And so I was toying with this idea and asked Justin if he was into it. And he was, yeah, I'm up for it. And called on my mate, Pete McAlinden, who's an old schoolmate, who was still playing the drums in various bands. And he was up for doing either drums or percussion. So we decided to start off as a trio and just see how it went. We were looking for a name for the group, for the project. Toying around with different ideas. And me and Justin, we both agreed that we were big Buffalo Tom fans. And they had a track called Treehouse. And we thought, that's a cool name, you know. So a nice simple name and a bit of a you know, nod to Buffalo Tom. So with that in mind, let's play a bit of Buffalo Tom. One of my favourite bands from the 90s. This is called Tail Lights Fade. Can you hear me now, ringing in your ears? I'm down on the ground, my love's been dried for years. I'm lost in the dark, and I feel like a dinosaur. Broken face and broken hands, I'm a broken man. I've hit the wall, I'm about to fall. Feel so weak, I'm losing streak. I'll watch my tail lights fade to black. I thing about this girl. She was a hermit in her world. Her story was just like mine. She could be my Valentine. And although we've never met, I won't forget her yet. She cut herself off from her past, and she's alone at last. I feel so sick. Love, love, let's fix. And I'm closing down on it. I feel so weak on a losing streak. I watch my taillights fade to black. Watch my taillights fade. Lost my life in cheap wine. Now it's quiet time. Can't dig no Jesus Christ. No, could not help my fate. But I'm underneath a gun, and I'm singing about my past. At myself a wonderful thing, but I could not pick it last. I've hit the wall. I'm about to fall. So weak on a losing streak. I'll watch the taillights fade to black. Watch the taillights fade. Watch the taillights fade. Watch my taillights fade. Tail lights fade. Listen to the original. It is different to that. That's an unplugged version, because Bill Yanovich really belts it out with big electric guitars and stuff. So I've chilled it out a little bit there. But I love Buffalo Tom. I actually had a ticket to see them about 3 years ago, and it was when I was doing the archaeology, and I was so fucking knackered when I got in from work. I just couldn't go. It was in Birmingham. And I was knackered from the site. It's when I started to really feel the fatigue of working on site all day. I didn't go. Never got to see them. Shame. I did see Bill Yanovich solo supporting Mark Axel once at the garage in Islington in London. Yeah, and funny enough, God bless him, I was standing in that gig. I was standing next to the comedian, Sean Hughes, who passed away a couple of years ago. And the gig actually featured in one of Sean Hughes' novels, bizarrely, because my ex-partner, Vicky, was reading a book, and she was at the gig as well, and she's reading this book because she was a big fan of Sean Hughes. And she said, bloody hell, the gig we were at, standing next to Sean, is in this novel. So, God bless him. Yeah, it was a good gig. Anyway, Buffalo Tom, Treehouse. That's where the name came from. We started rehearsing and getting a set together. It had had Neil Young and Travis and God, I can't even remember, U2, all sorts of stuff in it. Our first gig, Justin, I don't know if you're online, mate. Our first gig was a pub called the Aberdale, which is in Wigston, in Leicester. And we were booked there to go, another rock and roll moment. We were booked there to be the support act for a hypnotist. And so we went along, and we were to do a set. The hypnotist was going to do his thing, and then we were going to go back on at the end. And so we got to the pub. We were in one side of the venue. And in the main hall bit, the sort of back room, was this hypnotist ready to go. And we were entertaining the punters and did our stuff. And then everyone went through to the side room to watch whatever his name was, hypnotist. And he invited members of the audience up to go and be involved in it. And I didn't go up. I thought, right, I've got a job to do. I've got to go back on stage, you know. But I turned around and... Who's on bloody stage? It's like, I'll do it. Justin goes up with his partner at the time, Rachel. And they go up on stage. And I think, oh, bloody hell, here we go. It's all right. Anyway, you know, hypnotism. It's all a bit of a show. But one by one, the hypnotist was like getting people to go out cold and sitting in chairs and getting them to do stuff. And I just thought, yeah, he's just playing. Justin's playing along with it. He's doing all the stuff, you know. He's pretending to be asleep and that. And his partner Rachel got woken up as one of the audience, as one of the stage members. I think there's about eight of them on stage. And she went off. I just remember Justin being on stage, and the hypnotist was getting Justin to pretend to be a racehorse going up and down like this, and he was out. He was gone. And Justin believed he was in the Grand National or something on stage, and he was completely gone. And I'm thinking, fucking hell, we've got to go and do our second set. I hope he comes round. And he kind of clicked his fingers, and sort of Justin comes off stage. You, oh yeah, what's going on there? Fucking amazing. But yeah, somehow we made it through the second set. But Justin, I don't think can remember much of this gig because he was completely wankered on the Stella as well. So he's hypnotized, and then was it's a very hazy night for him. But good thing about Justin is that it doesn't matter how wasted he was at these gigs, he'd always play a blinder. Fantastic guitarist and musician, and the amount of times that he was a bit wobbly, but always played a blinder. So yeah, hypnosis as well. Fair play to you, mate. Right, with that in mind, I'm going to do another song from the Treehouse set that we did. And funny enough, Justin used to sing this one. And I never sung it, but I learned it a couple of days ago. It's such a nice song. I'll have a go at it. Yeah, the other sort of thing we had in common was, oh, is he there? What about the bit where he made me give birth? I forgot about that. Yes, he did make you give birth. You were saying, I want more gas and air. I wish we could have fucking videoed that. That was well before the days of camera phones, wasn't it? Oh, absolutely brilliant. Right. Anyway, we're both Buffalo Tom fans, but we're big Steve Earle fans, so this is a bit of Steve Earle that we used to do.
My hand when I make my stand, when the morning always comes. too good to be true. She loves me even when I'm blue.
Go, Even When I'm Blue, from the Copperhead Road album by Steve Earle. And yeah, that's a cracking song. It's a cracking song. See, everyone used to ask for Copperhead Road. That's the thing about Steve Earle. You know, he hasn't just got Galway Girl and Copperhead Road. He's got so many other cracking great songs. And it needs the twangy guitar in that. But it's a great song. So yeah. We had Pete on board. Justin came, did survive from having been hypnotised, and we started to rehearse songs. We thought about doing some recording, and we booked in. I think it must have been sort of November, September time, 1999. We would have gone in to do some recording in. It was called Memphis Studios at the time. But it's actually part of Stay Free Studios, above next to the station, above where Sheehan's used to be back in the day, in Leicester, and that's where I'd already done some recording, some solo recording. So I decided to go back in there and with the band and do an EP with Kev Reverb again from Crazy Heads, and we went in there. I think it was a pretty cold, wet. Saturday, and we were there for the day, and it was a really good session. And out of it, we recorded this EP, the Shine On Through EP. We ended up doing an EP launch at O'Malley's in Kettering, and I bought, rather than getting them all duplicated, I bought a CD duplicator, one of the first ones you could get. I bought it from Dixon's when Dixon's was a thing, and you bought blank CDRs, and my friend Jill made me print off I think about 100 copies of this, and it's a 5-track EP, and we were really pleased with it. So it had bass and drums and the guitars and vocals on it. I'll play a track in a minute from that. We'll sort of set it up in a minute, but not long after the EP launch, we did a gig at Northampton Roadmender supporting Ezio, which was a fantastic gig. It's in the big room, and we just really took to the stage. We sounded immense, we really did, and it's a shame we couldn't get more of a run of those types of gigs, really, for a little trio with Pete playing bongos, Justin playing bass, me playing acoustic and singing. We had a really big sound, and it just really worked well with like a half hour support set to Ezio, who were absolutely epic on the night, to a packed house. And it was probably one of the sort of bigger gigs that I'd done up to that point. And and we felt confident, you know. We really held our own. I'm gonna play you a track from the EP now. I'm gonna play you the title track, let me just find it. If you ever do want to listen to some Treehouse, if you do want to listen to this EP, if you go either to Bandcamp, type in Treehouse, you'll find it, or go to my website, steviejones.com, go in the vault, and you'll find the Treehouse page there, which is where I'm getting it from now. And that links to the Bandcamp. Let me just turn it on here. So, if it'll work... So I just got to read this from Justin. How the Mere Mortals review. Yes, there was in the local gig guide was called the Barnstormer, and in it they used to review CDs, and this guy, I think Dave, had reviewed it, a guy called Dave, and he said something like, this is music that us mere mortals would aspire to, or something. I can't remember. I'll have to find it somewhere and dig it out. In fact, if you go to the vault section on stevejones.com, Justin, you will actually see that review. I've just found it. There's a couple of clippings there. And, yeah, I don't know what the exact wording is, but, yeah. Right, this is Shine off the Shine On Through EP. Can I make it work? Come on. Why aren't you working? Shine On Through, and that still sounds great. I'm really pleased with that, you know. Kev did a really good job of the production there. And yeah, we carried on doing quite a few gigs. I think we sort of the lineup was very flexible. You know, one moment it was us three, the next moment it was me and Justin as a duo. I think me and Harkin went and did some stuff under the name Treehouse, and then my mate Tommy Hall as well jumped on board, and we did some gigs. Me, Pete, and Tommy, and stuff like that. It was very flexible. I always saw it, like I say, a bit like the Waterboys, who had a very flexible lineup. You know, it's all under that umbrella, really. And we eventually ended up becoming a full band, but I'll go into that a bit later on. One of the most memorable gigs that Justin might not remember, all of it anyway, but it was a cracking gig. It was another weird one. We got booked to be on the same night as when England were playing Germany in the 2001 World Cup, I think it was. Was it the World Cup or the Euros? Anyway, it was a really big gig. A really big game, should I say. So it was a bit nervous, really. And we were at this pub. Can't remember where it was now. Was it Clay Coton, somewhere like that? It was in the middle of bloody nowhere, sort of out that way, sort of in one of the small villages between sort of Rothwell and Daventry, you know, sort of out that way, off the A14. And the pub was packed with England fans all wearing the shirts, and they're all geared up for watching this game. I think we were on before the game and after the game. It was a bit cutthroat, really. Thankfully, England beat Germany 5-1 that night. So the pub was absolutely buzzing. Had they lost, it could have been a completely different scenario. But we actually played a blinder, and we got everyone singing along to Hey Jude and stuff like that. And it's funny enough, in a weird turn of events, Brendan Reed Jones, Northampton musician, who's still playing, at the time he was landlord of that pub. I think it was called the Fox Inn. And I remember him coming on and sort of saying, oh, well done, lads, you know. And he ran the pub at that time. If you fast forward another 5 years, 4 years, his son Dominic ended up producing my first proper solo album. You know, so it was all these things are kind of linked in, really. So, yeah, I'm going to play you a song that we used to play quite a lot. Seeing as I'm wearing the t-shirt, which James Sexton got me. Thank you very much, James. I've had a few years now. It's one of my favourite t-shirts. I need to play some Uncle Neil, I think. This is a track that we used to play an awful lot. And I remember that particular gig, the 5-1 against Germany. Justin was going for an amp with his acoustic, and he really worked on the feedback on this, and it sounded fucking epic for an acoustic set.
Saw you in a crowded hazy bar, dancing on the light from star to star. Far across the moonbeam, I wonder where you are. I thought I saw your brown eyes once to fire. Trip. And you are like
Yeah, short and sweet version of that. Obviously, if you've got massive guitar solo, that can go on for about 25 minutes, can't it? Which I think we probably did at that gig I mentioned earlier. So, yeah.
Like a Hurricane.
Cracking song by Uncle Neil.
Steve Burks, nice to see you, mate. Danny Barrett.
Cheers to you all. Yeah, so where was I?
So yeah, the lineup was always changing. Me and Tommy did loads of gigs. In fact, there is on this album, which is called Live Roots. This is another CD I released, and it's made up of tracks that me and Harkin did live and Tommy did live as well. I might get up on the website at some point. I can't put it on Bandcamp because you can't. It's most of its cover versions. You can't put cover versions on Bandcamp. So it'll probably have to sit on my website at some point. But I will get around to it. There's some nice tracks on there. I'll perhaps play a track from that another week, maybe next week or something. So me and Tommy used to do gigs wherever we could as well. And I remember playing up in Leicester, a bar called Hogan's, which later became Olive's, which is where I ran my open mics for years. And wherever we could get work, really. And, you know, there's quite a few gigs at the time you could get as duos in Northants. I think most of the time we got paid about 120 quid, I think. And we played at the Greyhound in Rothwell as well, when John Hill ran that quite a few times. So yeah, me and Harkin, we ended up going to Germany in January 2000, and James had organised us some gigs over there, and we went and stayed with James and Diane, if you're still watching. I don't know if you remember this, but we actually came and stayed at your house, and yeah, we played in Koblenz Irish Pub, and I can't remember now, Montebauer. We played at the Haus der Jugend in Montebauer as well. Can't remember where else we played. We did have two or three gigs, and some of the live recordings are on that CD I just showed you. It was good for me to get away at that point because I was having a very bad time. You know, just the relationship that I had with Emma wasn't good. I was in a very, very dark place. I was suffering from an awful lot of anxiety. You know, the problems that I went away to Ireland from hadn't gone away. And whilst I love it to bits, you know, whilst I loved it to bits at the time, it was clearly we weren't as much as a couple. We were more like two housemates fighting, sharing a house, you know what I mean? We were sleeping in separate rooms and we were arguing, and you know, it was difficult, really. It was a difficult one to think about walking out on, really, because I loved the house and I loved being with her, but it was getting to the point that it was really hard to live with her because my anxiety was just going to the roof. And by that point I was going to counselling as well. I won't go into details, but I was, you know, I was picking up some really bad habits. Not just drinking, and my mental health was just plummeting. My anxiety levels were just sky high, and I just knew, really, I had to make a decision whether for my own health I could carry on or not. And I remember talking to James and Arkin about it and deciding what to do. I'm going to play you another track anyway. Oh, bloody hell, where's it gone? Technology, eh? This is an original song that... Giessen, that's where we played. That was a good gig. This is an original song that me and Harkin did in our set. And you can act. What's going on here? Why is that doing that? Yeah, the original song that me and Harkin did. And this is called Coming Home. Myself and Harken Izell, that was recorded, I think, in Koblenz Irish Pub. And that would have been January 2000. And that song is just so apt, a bit like Better Than Before, really. I didn't know what I was writing about at the time, but to me, that was written all about the kind of questioning of what I was doing. You know, should I come home to the relationship, you know? But I didn't know at the time. Really, what was going on? A lot of the time I do write from the subconscious, and later on you can put all these things into perspective, and that's how I write, and that makes perfect sense to me now. It's really weird listening to that again. So yeah, I had real trauma on that trip. We had a few good gigs, and it was like lovely to stay with James and Diane, and it was good. And like you say, James, that gig in Giessen was great. And do you remember there was a guy called Jim? It was from Kettering, who was living over in Giessen. He, a really good mate of Mick Panter, he came to see us at that gig. And I remember it was not bad for original music. It was kind of like Pale Mador type gig, wasn't it? That was really cool. So yeah, that track, actually, I've tagged that on the end of the Shine On Through EP, which if you want to listen to it, go to the Vault or the Treehouse Bandcamp site, and you better listen to that again there. So yeah, I was really in a bad place, and I remember staying up all night with James and Ark, and I didn't know what to do. But anyway, cut a long story short, on the way back from Germany after that trip, I decided that I couldn't take it anymore, and that I was going to end the relationship and move out. And I came back, and it was horrible. I sat down and we had this long chat, and it was really upsetting. And then the next day, I went to work, in the evening, we were going to go and see Counting Crows at Leicester de Montfort, which I was really looking forward to. But of course, I was all over the place, having just split up with her, and she was all over the place. But she called me halfway through the day at work at lunchtime or something, and dropped the bombshell that she was pregnant. So what do you do? You know, you've just made that huge decision to, you know, for the best, to try and end a relationship that isn't working, and then you have something that which swings it round completely, you know, 360s, and it just was turned my world upside down, turned her world upside down, and big decisions had to be made, and it wasn't an easy time at all. It really wasn't, but we decided to make one more go of it again, and I'm glad we did. And we now have a wonderful daughter. We didn't stay together, but we're still incredibly good friends. That's the story of kind of that time, really, you know, of what it was like. It was so up and down, and my head was all over the place at that particular time. Moving forward, me and Tommy carried on doing more gigs. Harkin actually was going to go to India, and he said, before I go to India, I'm going to go to Ireland. I'm going to go to Dingle first for a few weeks, and then I'm going to go to India. And he'd been planning this trip for a long time, about 2 years. He'd been saving up and going on about it. I said, mate, if you go to Dingle, you will love the Irish music scene so much, you will never get to India. And sure enough, he's still there. 21 years later, Harkin is still in Dingle. He never got to India. He fell in love with the place. And God bless him. I'd love to go out and visit him there sometime. So anyway, that kind of wraps up for this week. I'm going to play you one more track. What shall I do? Should we do another acoustic track? Yeah, why not? I have played this before, but I'm going to do it again. Because this does feature on the Shine On Through EP, the Treehouse. It does all link in. I might re-release that sometime as a CD. People can get hold of it sometime. Anyway, this song goes out to Pete again. I have dedicated him before, but he's recovering from a stroke. I've mentioned it a couple of times, in case any of you didn't realise that. And this is a song of hope. And I'm going to dedicate it to Pete again.
Got a feeling about your heart, and it's getting so much closer day by day. Time is a healer, and now I know everything is just about to change. Even
There you go, that's the track Summer. All the best, Adam. Thank you for the compliment, mate. Thank you, Fred. Thanks for tuning in. I always enjoy these Monday nights. It's a chance for me to go through some old songs and play some stuff that I've ever done before as well, and also sort of pull these bits and bobs together. And it's amazing what I'm seeing that actually in these songs as well as I'm going through them, what they actually, you know, where they actually came from, you know. So thanks for listening. And where am I playing this weekend? Friday night, me and Mark Gill were doing like a private gig at a biker club up near Leicester. I'm looking forward to that. Playing for the Black Pistons Biker Club. And then on Saturday night, if anyone's free, I'm at the White Hart in Corby doing a solo gig there. So if you're in the area and you'll pop over and have a drink and have a chat with me, it'd be good to see you. But if not, have a good week. And next week we'll probably pick up where we left off, and I'll talk about how I met Mark Gill and how I started playing with him and how he fitted into the sort of treehouse picture, as it were. So anyway, take care, stay safe, all the best.